At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Attention! It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah, we sum up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, News, and more. We're going to make some silly jokes. There is a crane moving outside of our window here at work, and I feel like maybe the Empire is what I would have said when I was younger, or the First Order set this crane up, because usually they're like yellow or red, and then they're covered in brightly lit lights for the holidays or to support some football team or something like that, right? Well, this crane is like a dark blue or gray color, no lights, and when the sun is coming up, it looks like something evil is being built across the way from us. First of all, if you're not covered in lights in downtown Seattle and you're a crane, are you even doing it right? Secondly, there's another dark crane behind it, but the top is at least yellow, so it looks normal. Is there an evil construction company? Because that sounds cool. I can't even imagine. What are you building also? I mean, obviously condos or some sort of building to replace businesses downtown. It's crazy. Okay, anyway, sorry, I just like daydreaming looking out the window there. At least I'm not trying to look in windows at the Doing It Hotel across the way. There's a piece of my childhood that is somehow still hanging on. And I don't know how because it seems it is so irrelevant, but still current.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Happy birthday to the Jaundice family from Springfield. The Simpsons today turns 30 years old. They've done 552 episodes. Rolling Stone tried to break it down into the top 150. Get out of here. That's easy. It's Mr. Plow, the monorail, Homer Goes to Space, and anything with Kodos and Kang.
Duh.
Billie Eilish was alive for exactly zero of those episodes I just mentioned. Quick update from yesterday. Boeing will indeed halt 737 MAX 8 production in Renton starting in January. Bummer. Recall the bomber filled with coal, though. The airline manufacturer added a pleasant surprise. There won't be any layoffs for the 12,000-strong staff there. Merry freaking Christmas. Seattle's latest controversy involves a conference on homelessness inviting a burlesque dancer to perform for attendees. Ends in lap dances and dollars flying. The director of the group resigns. A former mayoral candidate defends the move. Others are outraged. I can't think of a more Seattle story to sum up this decade than that.
You just got news.
I want to go back to that Simpsons subject there from earlier. That's crazy to me that show is even still on. I want to know who's watching it. So it was, let's call it 2011, 2012 maybe, and I was dating this gal, and she loved The Simpsons, and I was like, you're crazy. Nobody likes The Simpsons anymore. She's like, no, it's still real good. And I'm like, no, that's not possible. It was a show in the 90s that like Conan O'Brien wrote for and like, I don't know, it was like sort of edgy and fun and silly and irreverent and well written and the jokes were good. But those characters have remained that same age-ish for forever, just like South Park. Well, South Park is so fast at turning around ideas, and The Simpsons has to be done way out in advance. Sorry, I'm still sick. And so, like, by the year 2000, The Simpsons seemed irrelevant to me. And so now we're talking about, you know, a dozen years later, and I watched, like, half a season. And this is like when The Family Guy was still at its height, so I'd watch that. But The Simpsons was still very funny. I was, like, very surprised to see how much I cared about it. But I can't name one episode or one thing that happened in that half season that I watched. Yet I can rattle off old episodes from my childhood. No problem. How is that show still around? I mean, sorry, I asked a question and didn't give you time to think about it there, but how's that show still around? It's the problem with art becoming profitable, I guess. You can make a show, it's real fun, it's real funny, gets a following, and then it's always good enough that it like makes its money back, so the network keeps it because it's a sure thing. And that's good. I'm really glad for the people that are employed by it. And the voiceover artists, that's rad. I just can't imagine it still being good. I guess I should watch an episode or two. They've done 500 plus episodes? 550? Like, what network is it that does, like, a full marathon where they play all of the episodes over the course of a week? FXX or something like that? I'd watch that for, like, a few minutes. Maybe that's the way to get in some of these episodes. I don't... Are they on Hulu now or something? I can't remember where they landed. Anyway, that's just bonkers to me. Also, I want to talk about this space weed. Here, check this out. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! SpaceX soon will be blasting coffee and cannabis into space. They have drug-sniffing space dogs, Elon. Coffee's not going to get it by them, just saying. Look, wanna get high? Jokes aside, space is weird enough. Can you imagine if one of the astronauts gets to try a little space vape? Ultimate existential freakout moment from way above the Earth. The ultimate in online jerk moves. Somebody coordinated a mass strobe cyber attack against people associated with the Epilepsy Foundation. Wow. Whole new levels of b***ness. I can't say that. They were sent videos and GIFs of flashing strobe lights to Twitter followers of the group to trigger seizures in viewers. To top it off, they did it during National Epilepsy Awareness Month. I don't even know what you would do to these people that did this attack. And finally, eating spicy chili peppers looks likely to be great for your heart health. I don't know. Anyone who remembers Dumb and Dumber? A bootload of Italians were studied, and those that ate red hot chili peppers as part of their diet were about a quarter less likely to have heart problems. Ah, oh, Super Mario!
Uh-oh!
It's spicy stuff, not mushrooms, you dingus!
Wah! Nerd talk, talking about
nerd talk, yeah! Yeah, so that's space weed. For real, though, just think about this. If you actually went to space, like, all of the I remember when I was a kid, people said, if you smoke weed, you're gonna get so paranoid, bro. Otto from The Simpsons would be the one to tell me that, probably. Anyway, the school bus driver, oh boy. That isn't paranoia, that's called anxiety that you get overwhelmed by. Just imagine, like, you get anxiety without the weed. Imagine how bad it can get with the weed. Then remove yourself from the Earth and be in this, like, tiny little tin can flying around above our planet. You know, like, one tiny pebble going at... You're going 17,000 miles an hour one way in orbit. This thing's going whatever speed a different way, if that's possible. It would just tear right through you. You wouldn't even stand a chance. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm bleeding to death now because I no longer have a nipple because it hit me right there. Ah. Dude, just imagine that. So to like take, I don't know what they're going to do with the cannabis in space. I didn't really read it. Just immediately had jokes. I was like, let's go with it. But imagine if someone did get to use it. You're trapped in a tin can. You can't get out. You're like flying over everything down below and you're super duper vulnerable. Just imagine going light speed like in Star Wars or whatever. Someone like a wrench comes flying off the Millennium Falcon, the next people to come through just tears right through them. These are things that you have to accept when you're watching sci-fi movies. Anyway, yeah, I just can't imagine what weed would do for people with anxiety if you were trapped up in space. I guess those people are like pretty cool and probably don't touch the devil's lettuce, but you know. Okay, anyway, just some thoughts. Have a great day. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for listening to the end of the show show. New graphics coming soon.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.